We hear today in our readings that we have a high propensity for missing God's presence in our midst. This probably isn't an earth-shattering statement. We've been encountering this theme throughout our season of Advent, and even as we prepared for Christmas itself. Those on Christmas Day even heard the same text from John 1 saying how the Word of God took on flesh and entered into creation. And yet the creation that was brought about into being through that Word did not know the Word when this happened. That the people whom God had claimed, who the Word should have been able to come to and they all recognize, here is God in our midst, did not receive Him, but rejected Him. We saw this throughout our Advent season as well. This unexpected nature of Christ's coming, of God's coming and entering into our midst, that indicates we are never quite prepared. We're never fully ready for Christ to come. And here, in our second week of Christmas, we realize that even when Christ does come, when God takes on flesh, we still struggle to see and to recognize this amazing event as it unfolds around us. Now, because we've encountered this so many times, you may even wonder, why do we keep having to deal with this? Why do we have to keep hearing that we're not going to recognize God's power and presence in our midst? We already know this. This is old news. But of course, it's that very thinking that necessitates revisiting that theme, I think. We can believe either, well, it's just impossible to recognize when God comes, so we're not even going to try. Or we think, well, we're so well aware that surely this time we will know that when God draws near to us. And in either event, we are invited to take stock once more to say, you know, even though this is difficult, we are still being invited to be attentive to God's power and presence, breaking forth in unexpected, unanticipated ways. We are invited to ever be on the lookout for where Christ may be in our lives. We are invited to know that we are still Christ's own. And we are in this time to receive rather than reject Christ's presence. This is all the more important, I think, as we begin to return to regular activities after the holidays, after the holiday rush here today. Some of us may have traveled to see family. Some of us may have had family visiting us. And in this whirlwind, we may now be looking for a chance to rest and to reset. We may be gearing up for opportunities to get back into regular rhythms. Whether that's back to work or back to what we are used to. And in such moments, our attention can be elsewhere. We may not be as ready or as prone to look for Christ's inbreaking presence. And so our readings today invite us to take a moment to be attentive to that, even in the midst of everything else that is swirling around us, even in the midst of all the stuff that is happening in society or happening in our own personal lives. Where is Christ? And of course, we know that even with this reset, this refocus, we are still likely to miss it. Our attentiveness, our vigilance, our preparedness is likely going to be insufficient for us to truly recognize where Christ is at work in this world and in our lives. But there is good news in our readings today, and that is this: that God is well aware of these shortcomings that we have. God is well aware of our limited capacity to recognize what God is up to. And that God doesn't demand us to get this right first before working on our behalf or before coming to us. This is what we see in our reading from Jeremiah. The people in exile hear this good news, that God is going to work to undo the bitterness and pain they have known. God is going to draw them back together. God is going to be a source of joy for them, a source of strength. They will be singing and dancing, and people will rejoice. None of that is because the people have finally gotten their acts together. None of that is because they have finally said, oh, you know what, Lord, we know we need your presence. We know we need to rely upon you. No, God does this simply because this is who God is. And God wants to show this people whom God has claimed for God's self, mercy and grace, life and love. And it is the salvation that God is working for them. It is the redemption and reconciliation that leads to their rejoicing. That they will only recognize God's presence as God takes definitive action in their lives, and God is willing to do just that. This is the same message we hear in our reading from Ephesians and in our gospel reading today. In Ephesians, we hear how God longs to reconcile us to God and to each other, how Christ has drawn us into this one body, this one community of faith, and that this was God's goal and purpose since the foundation of the world. Clearly independent of our preparation, of our ability to see God at work, this happened before any of us were even thought of, perhaps by the Holy Spirit, before the foundation of the world. God was longing to bring about this redemption and reconciliation for all of creation, including us as part of that creation. Wow, that is truly amazing. And once more demonstrates God's willingness to work on our behalf, even if we are not ready for it. Even if we do not recognize God's presence, still God is at work. That's the same thing we hear in our gospel reading. Yes, this world may not know Jesus when Jesus comes. Yes, Jesus' own people may not accept him, but Jesus comes nonetheless. But this word takes on flesh and dwells among us and shows us grace and truth. God draws near to us anyway, in spite of ourselves, to offer us the forgiveness of our sins, to tell us the good news that we, through Christ, can belong to God. We can be adopted into God's family forever. And so, while we may not recognize God's presence in Christ, Christ came to bear God's presence to us, to help us see that God is still reaching out for us, that God is still at work, even if we don't see it, even if we're not ready for it. Christ comes nonetheless. The mercy, the grace, the life, the love, the salvation, the redemption, the reconciliation that God longs to offer still unfold through Christ, whether the world and we are ready for it or not. And that is amazing and wonderful news, that God would long to share these gifts with us anyway. And we may hear this and think, why? Why would God do this for us? We keep falling short. We keep not being ready. We keep not recognizing God's presence. We keep turning away to other tasks. And yet God relentlessly pursues us with such grace, mercy, and love. Why? Well, the short answer to that is, I don't know. I'm not God. But I think our gospel reading gives us an indication of this. The Word spoke the world into existence. It is in God's very nature to be so loving and gracious that God would want life to spring forth. And once that life is here, God would want to redeem and restore it when it gets a little tarnished. That this is already what God has done in the very act of creation. That which was unmade was not ready to be made. That which was unmade could not say to God, yes, please, we would like you to do this. No, God and God's own self loved the world into being through the word that was spoken. And in the same way, God within God's self still loves the world into redemption through the word that was sent. There's more. If you can believe it, there's more. God also shares with us the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who helps us be more attentive to Christ, who helps us believe and trust, and who God is and what God has accomplished through sending the word into the world. And the Spirit comes alongside us in many and various ways to cultivate and strengthen our faith, to instill within us a hope that cannot be diminished, a peace that passes all understanding. These are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. These are gifts God still longs to pour out upon us. Even if we don't recognize them. Even if we're not always ready to receive them. God is still at work. God is still showing up in many and various ways. And that is what we encounter ourselves again today in this meal that we share. Here, through the power of the Holy Spirit, Christ's presence is made known to us in the breaking of the bread. Here in this bread and wine, we encounter Christ's own body and blood. And Christ still tells us how we belong to God, how we have been adopted as God's own children. Here, Christ tells us about the forgiveness of our sins, tells us of a grace and a mercy beyond all comprehension. And we who encounter this good news today, who have our eyes and ears and hearts and minds and souls open to Christ's work in our midst, are sent forth to celebrate and share this good news with others. With others who may not be able to see this as clearly, or at least at this point in time, to be able to say, no, God is still at work, dear brothers and sisters, beloved ones. God is still redeeming and restoring. God is still offering life and grace in accordance with God's own nature. And as we bear this message into a world that can get distracted, that doesn't always recognize God's presence, we know that we are called to consistently and ever engage our mission and ministry of celebrating and sharing the love of Christ. Today we'll be installing the council members we elected at our annual meeting at the end of December. And these council members will join those who already are serving on council to continue to guide and shape that mission and ministry in this place. That we will continue to work together to find ways to make the love of God known. And as we install them, there is also the opportunity for all of us here to covenant together to support one another in this journey. That we will walk alongside each other as we seek to point to the presence of Christ in our midst, and to bear that presence in our lives and in our collective lives together in Christ to the world. And as we engage this mission and ministry together, I think we'll be ever amazed at the ways in which God shows up. We'll be ever amazed at the ways in which God is already at work, still offering gifts of grace, mercy, and love. Still being that light that shines. And as we see this and become more attentive to God's grace, mercy, and love working in us, through us, and around us, we will only be able to sing for joy and to cry out, thanks be to God. Amen.